Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and I want to share some exciting news with you. My latest devotional book has just released, and at the perfect time, it seems. We all need encouragement from God's Word when the storms of life blow. And this book offers 90 meditations to anchor our hearts in truth when our minds are on overload. You can buy your copy of Keeping Hope Alive, Devotions for Strength in the Storm, wherever Christian books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 11:33.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is John 11:33. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. Current world events have hit me hard because many of my co-workers live and minister in Eastern Europe. Some of them are in Ukraine. My spirit is deeply moved when I think of and pray for them during these difficult days. And to be really honest, my tears come unrestrained. Tears came unrestrained for Mary and Martha when their brother Lazarus died. They were dear friends of Jesus, and they'd sent a message to him a few days earlier telling him that Lazarus was sick. They hadn't asked him to come and heal their brother because they assumed he would. But that's not what happened. Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days when Jesus finally showed up. Jewish tradition taught that the dead person's soul hovered near the grave for 3 days in hopes of re-entering the body and restoring life. It departed on the 4th day. Based on tradition, then, Lazarus's situation was beyond hope when Jesus arrived. Today's Bible verse describes what happened at that point. First, Jesus saw Mary and the mourners weeping. Theirs was not a quiet, self-controlled demonstration of grief. They believed that loud wailing showed honor for the deceased, so the louder they cried, the more honor they showed. Jesus saw their sorrow, but the word saw means more than a casual observation. The original language infers paying attention. It means to see about something or to ascertain what must be done about it. Jesus paid attention to their tears and knew something must be done. He also entered into their pain. The King James Version says Jesus groaned in the spirit. This term literally means to snort like a horse and implies anger. It's correct to assume, then, that Jesus felt indignation at mankind's greatest enemy, death. He was also troubled. This word implies being deeply stirred as one may be in prayer. At times our needs are so great that we can't express them. Our spirit groans within us. The tears flow and the Holy Spirit helps us pray the words we can't think even to form. This was Jesus' state of mind and emotions when the people took him to see the grave. It's no wonder he wept. The word used here for weep is not the same one used to describe the mourner's weeping. Jesus shed a sudden burst of tears, but in a quiet and more controlled manner, and he was moved into action. He spoke the command, "Lazarus, come out." This was not a suggestion. This was an order that left no room for question or negotiation. Sometimes we face circumstances that seem impossible, much like Mary and Martha faced when their brother died. When this happens, let's recall the insights today's verse offers, and let's let them encourage us. First, God is present. Just as Jesus came to Mary and Martha, so he comes near to us in our pain. Second, God sees our tears. This isn't a mere casual observation that we're crying. He pays attention because we matter to him. Psalm 56:8 says, "You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book." Third, God feels our pain. The prophet Isaiah said Jesus, God in flesh, was a man of sorrows and well acquainted with grief. He knows how we feel when we can't put our thoughts into words. And finally, God moves into action when he hears our cries. Jesus spoke a command that revealed his power over the impossible, and he can do the same in our situation. Psalm 56:9 says, "My enemies will retreat when I call to you for help. This I know, God is on my side." Like me, you might be feeling the pain of circumstances far beyond your control. Together, let's choose to hold on to the hope that comes from knowing God is present. He sees our tears, feels our pain, and moves into action when we cry to him for help, because he is on our side. Let's pray. God, sometimes life feels so hard. We grieve for the millions experiencing indescribable fear and heartache at this time. And Lord, we are grateful that in the midst of the mess, you draw near to us when we invite you in. You see our tears, you feel our pain, and you move into action when we cry to you for help. Teach us to keep hope alive by living from these truths. Renew our strength and our courage by reminding us that you are on our side. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together, we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.